hair. And his suit was nice. Hey, baby. Can you give me a ride?
Come on, baby.
I just found what? Oh! Y'all found, you can't be serious.
You people feel like making some noise tonight.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists, known perverts, and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on the almighty CITR 101.9 above the gorgeous Student Union building. And what a gorgeous day it is. It's nice and crisp and cold out and clear. So, like I said last week, we are honoring Women in Noise today in honor of CITR's International Women's Week. So lots of stuff coming up. And if you want to hear anything involving females, experimentalism, and noise, give us a shout here at 822-2487. We're going to start off with one of my favorite tracks featuring a very strong woman. Of course, I'm talking about Nurse With Wound. Steve Stapleton, the man behind Nurse With Wound. Of course, behind every man there is an amazing woman, and the woman I'm talking about is Diana Rogerson, his wife for the last, oh my goodness, at least over 20 years, mother of his children, and also a strong force behind Nurse With Wound's existence. And this recording is technically considered the first real Nurse With Wound album. This is side one of Homotopy to Marie.
I didn't know anybody.
Don't be naive,
and
darling.
There wasn't any smell.
when they want to see what your blood's like.
Don't be naive, darling.
But you showed me where it was.
Don't be naive, darling.
Smell. Thank you.
Looking to fulfill your passion for justice? Join us. Vancouver Rape Relief and Women's Shelter is looking for women volunteers to help us run our 24-hour rape crisis line and transition house for battered women and their children. Training is 6 weeks long and free. Training starts now. Please call to book a training interview. Phone us at 604-872-8212.
CITR 101.9 FM, 11:46 in the AM. This show is A Noise. Luke Mead here at the helm, honoring women in noise for International Women's Week here at CITR. You just heard Homotopy for Marie by Nurse with Wound featuring Diana Rogerson on vocals there. Diana Rogerson, her first band, the legendary Fistfuck. Unfortunately, very few recordings exist of that, and you just know if I had some, you'd be hearing them right now. Anyways, moving on into some more territory of a woman and artist that I absolutely admire and love, Cozy Fanny Tootie, best known for her work with Coombe Transmissions, Throbbing Gristle, and Chris and Cozy. Amazing exhibit of her stuff at the WAC exhibit a few months ago at the Vancouver Art Gallery. She was the only one, I believe, that had a sectioned off area. Despite a lot of stuff that could be considered, well, there was a lot of nudity and stuff like that. Cozy's exhibit was a little too much for the youngsters, I guess. So they gave her her own personal room. And it's amazing that, you know, 30 plus years later, she still fails to create controversy and shock wherever she goes. So we're going to listen to a few of my favorites by her and her cohorts. We're going to start off, of course, favorite band of all time, Throbbing Gristle.
You're walking along that way because I've got to go to my mum's house.
You know, sometimes I really do think that, you know, halfway round you maybe get it.
A bit later on, if you're not doing anything, you know.
You know, sometimes I really do think.
It's very comfortable.
You know, you make it a bit too obvious.
There's a place I know we could go. A bit later on, if you're not doing anything.
Twice before, he said. It's very comfortable. He said it. And it was twice.
I don't mind. We could.
Make it. It'll work that way.
Twice before, he said. He said it.
And it was twice.
Just because you're that age, there's no reason for you not to do it. Just go ahead.
A little bit later, maybe.
I've got all the stuff in there. Not to do it. I've got everything that we need. We could just go
a little bit later, maybe.
They've always said it. I've got everything that we need. We could just go. It's very comfortable.
Just look after yourself, as they always say, because no one else will.
We could take a taxi. You get there quicker.
Halfway round. I mean round.
As they always say. I'm getting hard just thinking about this.
If you catch them, don't waste it.
It's very comfortable. What are you wearing under that?
I mean, round.
I always find the unexpected. Those moments are the best.
Catch them.
Don't waste it.
He
It's very comfortable. It's very comfortable. What are you wearing under that? Wearing under that.
Are you alive?
Creative Technology Institute, better known as CTI. Live 1983, European Rendezvous is the name of the album there, featuring Cozy Fanny Tootie on vocals. The Need was the name of that track. And more live stuff before that. Throbbing Gristle off of Heathen Earth, the live sound of Throbbing Gristle. Story behind this album is they wanted to recapture what they did every live performance, which was basically a improvised spontaneous performance, but they wanted to do it in the confines of a studio. They invited a select audience in to witness possibly one of their best albums and one of my favorite albums of all time. No tracks given there. That's track six on Heathen Earth. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is A Noise. We're doing our International Women's Week Spotlight, Women in Noise. And hoy, do we have a doozy for you coming up. Get the earplugs out. We're going to focus on the Cosmic Coincidence Control Center, better known as CCCC. Noise band from Japan. Best known, put in the same kind of category as Murzmo and Masona, but featuring vocals by ex-bondage porn star Mayuku Haino, who is now in an excellent two-piece called Nimic, who I have seen live and performance artist. Brilliant stuff. It says here, thanks to Wikipedia, one feature of their live shows, this is CCCC I'm talking about, one of their live shows was the throwing of plastic bags of urine into the audience. That's always good. Mayuku Haino in particular advocates a very emotive and cathartic approach to noise music, as opposed to the conceptual intellectual approaches advocated by many. This is off of 1990. 2's Loud Sounds Dopa live in the USA, CCCC's very first US tour, getting the attention of bands such as Sonic Youth and the like. This is limited edition of 1,000 copies. And again, like most noise stuff, no tracks given. This is just track one. Live Sounds Dopa by CCCC.
Thank you.
man, that goes on for another 28 minutes. CCCC, Loud Sounds Dopa, live in the USA, featuring Mayuko Haino on vocals there. Phenomenal stuff to see live, if you ask me. And so with all this cacophony, I'll bring it down a little bit and we'll give you something kind of pretty and mellow. One of my favorite bands of the 1990s. And the namesake, Rachel's, we'll focus on in this next set. Rachel's the namesake of pianist Rachel Grimes, the infamous post-rock three-piece, Jason Noble from Rodan, and Juilliard-trained violinist Christian Fredrickson, put out this wonderful record. Well, they put out wonderful, many wonderful records, but the one that we're going to play today is their first one, Handwriting, featuring a slew of guest appearances, and they're kind of like the indie chamber rock group. It's pretty weird, but like people just as, I mean, they've got Shellac's Bob Weston, a lot of people from Rodan and the Louisville, Kentucky scene all contributing to make this wonderfully weird record. And this track coming up is an absolute highlight off of it, and it's featuring pretty much everyone that participates on the record. So we're looking at about 13, 14 musicians here. This is Rachel's with Mademoiselle d'Aguirre.
Thank you.
Rachel's with Mademoiselle Daguerre off of their debut album, Handwriting, released in 1995, out on the, well, recently defunct Quarter Stick Records, a division of Touch and Go Records. They declared bankruptcy 3 weeks ago. Quite a shame. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. A Noise is the name of the show, and we're celebrating women in experimental and noise music today in honor of International Women's Week here on CITR. And we're going to get into women in plunderphonic territory. How can you not? Making a real breakthrough in a lot of different artists to cover here. So enough of my yakking, and we'll give you a description of who they are afterwards. We're going to start with one of the pioneers, not only with women in plunderphonic music, but in plunderphonic music in general. Of course, I'm talking about people like us.
Let's see if the boys remember. She'll be coming round the mountain.
Sure, let her rip.
That's a honey.
Yahoo!
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
She'll be coming when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be coming when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be coming, she'll be coming, she'll be coming when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be picking on her fiddle when she comes. She'll be coming on her banjo when she comes. She'll be playing on her squeeze box. She'll be squeezing on her thumb. And she'll be coming on her squeeze box when she comes.
Well, you pretty ladies sure dance as good as you sing.
She'll be coming when she comes. She'll be coming when she comes. She'll be coming, she'll be coming, she'll be coming when she comes.
Yeah.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is A Noise. Luke Mead here, and we were going through Women in Plunder phonic stuff. We started off there with Vicky Bennett, the master of the genre. A Fistful of Knuckles is the name of that album there, and that was She'll Be, we started you off with. After that, something brand new from some contemporaries of ours down in the Bay Area of California, the Bran Flakes. They've been doing this stuff now for over a decade. A brand new album out called I Have Hands, and that was Stumble Out of Bed. And then we finished you off there with an album that got a lot of attention a couple years ago, Listen with Sarah. And there's just an EP collection of all of her stuff from the UK entitled Are You Sitting Comfortably with Animal Hop. We'll be back with some more Women in Noise after this.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, some weird and way-out sounds this week. And right now, we're featuring the progressive groups which are spearheading this revolution in pop.
There's the real danger that more and more young people may follow the call to turn on, tune in, drop out.
A revelation of the ultimate reality of things, of their infinite textures.
They depend on hallucination for their philosophy. This is not a new idea, and it has never worked.
God damn your dumbass!
Revisit the days when the colors were turned to 11 on Stereoscopic Readout. Thursday evenings, 6 to 7:30 p.m. You'll hear the best in psychedelic music, garage rock, freak beat, acid funk, and other musically and socially relevant artifacts from 1965 to today. Here on 101.9 FM CITR. Life will be a
This is my happening, and it freaks me out.
Yes, indeed. Darren Gall, Stereoscopic Readout, every Thursdays from 6 to 7:30. And also, he was just in here, and he is doing a Women in Psychedelic Music show tomorrow. So stay tuned. That's going to be really groovy. Coming up in this next set, it would be absolutely well, idiotic of me if I did not recognize this next lady. Of course, I'm talking about Kim Gordon and Sonic Youth. Not necessarily their noisiest track, but definitely one of my favorites and one of their best songs. Sonic Youth, Shadow of Doubt on CITR.
Living tissue can speak of the dead. Only 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 living tissue can speak of the dead. dig a hole in the ground, like a wound opened in our own flesh. And then we lay the body in the hole, lay it gently. We get down in the hole and we sing, and we speak, and we cry. And when at last we are ready, we fill it with our longings and our memories and our regrets. We fill it with dirt and earth and the dust rising as we scrape and shovel and heave the dirt into the hole. It fills our mouths as we fill the hole. What was once an absence is now full. And it's as though a wound were sown, and a fresh scab that soon will scar reminds us.
For that relentless and impenetrable sound of difficult music. So sit bolt upright in that straight back chair, button that top button, and get set for some difficult music. I came home today, and I opened the door with my bare hands, and I said, "Hey, who tore up all my wallpaper samples? Who ate all the grapes? The ones I was saving?" And this guy was sitting there. And I said, "Hey, pal, what's going on here?" And he had this smile. And when he smiled, he had these big white teeth, like luxury hotels on the Florida coastline. And when he closed his mouth, It looked like a big star. And I said to myself, holy smokes. Looks like some kind of guest-host relationship to me. And I said, hey, pal, what's going on here anyway? Who are you? And he said, now, I'm the soul doctor. And you know, language is a virus from outer space. And hearing your name is better than seeing your face.
It only takes a minute, boy. It only takes a minute, boy. To fall in love. It only takes a minute, boy. To fall in love.
Sunday, March 8th, Doxa hosts a special preview screening of the documentary R.I.P. R.I.P., a remix manifesto, is an edgy exploration of copyright's law's effect on the future of art and our daily activities in a world where watching YouTube and downloading music is the norm.
R.I.P. follows Girl Talk, a hip-hop DJ acknowledged by many as a lawsuit waiting to happen due to his famous mashups. The film asks us to consider a balance between artistic inspiration, sharing within a community, and copyright protection. Director Brett Gaylor will be in attendance via Skype.
R.I.P. is being shown at the Van City Theatre, 1181 Seymour Street, on Sunday, March 8th. Doors at 6:15, show at 7. Tickets on sale now at www.doxafestival.ca. R.I.P., a seriously entertaining and groundbreaking documentary.
Yes, R.I.P. playing now. That was just for the private screening, but it is debuting at the Van City for the general public this weekend, and we've had a few people from CITR go out and see it, and they say it's quite good. Actually, not only does it deal with girl talk, but it just deals with audio terrorism, copyright infringement, and stuff like that. All that good stuff that we all love. Let's go through the set there. Yes, we finished. Last track you heard there was Murzbow with Lady Bird, one of the better experiments that Murzbow has endeavored. It's basically Murzbow is in the left speaker with his album Floating Alloy, and then Lady Bird, a female-fronted band from the UK, their entire album is in the right speaker, and therefore, if you put it in the middle, you get three albums. There's technically three albums in one kind of thing, because you listen to one in one speaker, one in the other speaker. You can listen to them both at the same time, and that was It Only Takes a Boy. Before that, Laurie Anderson, who absolutely wowed us last year at where was she? Is she the Orpheum? Yeah, she's the Orpheum. Duh, sorry. Phenomenal live performer, and that is from all the way back to 1983, United States Live with Difficult Listening Hour. Before that, CITR expat, Vancouver expat, Anna Friz off of the incredible Silence Descends compilation CD with One Kind Favor. And then we started off with one of my favorite tracks, Shadow of Doubt by Sonic Youth, featuring Kim Gordon on vocals, of course. Duh, why would it not, you know? We're going to wrap it up here, and it would be absolutely negligent of me to not appreciate the genius of this woman. And I hope you enjoy it, too. This, of course, I'm talking about Yoko Ono. This is off of Life with the Lions, Unfinished Music, Volume 2, released in 1969. This track is called Cambridge, 1969. We'll be back to talk to you at the top of the hour.
This is a piece called Cambridge, 1969.
And you just wonder why Beatles fans didn't embrace her with open arms. Yoko Ono from 1969 with John Lennon on distortion from Life with the Lions, Unfinished Music, Volume 2, Cambridge, 1969. That wraps up our Women in Noise spotlight here on A Noise, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Stay tuned for The Green Majority. And until next week, this is Luke Beat signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours...